Good morning. Welcome back. This is the I Am Sorry About Last Night podcast. I'm Tom, alcoholic, part of the Social Podcast Network, www.socialpodcastnetwork.com. Good morning. It is Wednesday, December 2nd. How you doing? Good morning. Well, it is a great morning. Went for a run with the doctor. Nice sunrise run. Early. Cold. But beautiful. Actually, it wasn't. I don't even know if it. I mean, it was freezing from the inside of my house looking out. But once I got, you know, dressed and out, started running, it was actually, it was really a beautiful morning. Beautiful sunrise. I love sunrises because, you know, I look out, you know, I went out this morning and I looked out and it was dark, but you could get a hint of the sun coming up. So it was lightning. And it's funny because there was no clouds on the horizon. There was nothing in the dark. But as the sun starts to come up, it starts to reveal more, right? And it's really weird because, you know, our atmosphere has this, you know, I don't know however many miles our atmosphere is, but the sun, as it comes around the earth and it shoots, at one point it's just shooting across, straight across the land through the atmosphere. That's what creates all them great colors and stuff. So it's what's going on in the atmosphere that creates the reaction that we get as far as a great sunrise or whatever, or even sunset. But this morning I looked out and I'm like, it doesn't look like much is going on. But I set up my time-lapse camera this morning and I took my other phone and off we went. And as we were running, you could see like, you know, oh, wow, there are clouds. Oh, wow, there's some color. And what I thought was going to be basically a pretty boring morning turned out to be pretty awesome. I don't got much going on. I thought I'd just play some cool music. Here we go. Once in The band's name is Almost Monday. The song is Broken People. I do we do other podcasts. We have the Rehoboth Social Podcast, and then we do a podcast. We were doing a podcast last year before all this, or in the middle of the year, I shouldn't say. I feel like it's years ago, but it was in the middle of the year. January, February, we were doing it. We have a big music festival that comes here to Delaware called Firefly, and we were doing a podcast called Rehoboth Social Firefly Edition. And we were kind of going through all the music and bands that were going to be at Firefly this year. And it was me, Trey Krause, Dion Lamb, Jordan Gum. And we were having a lot of fun with it. And then COVID hit and everything got canceled. So we lost our, well, I don't even know if we lost our desire to do it, but we lost our ability because of everything that was going on. And we just figured, you know, Jordan is involved with their grandparents a lot. So, we start being considerate, right? Excuse me. And so we had to stop. But we were having a lot of fun checking out new music. This is one of those kind of situations where, you know, there is no manual for being a father, right? My son David, who's 15, I'm like, David, you should do a podcast, a music podcast, you know, because these kids, just like I was at 15, deep into cool music, open mind, checking everything out. And how I know this is because I ask him, and all the music that he likes, I think, you know, I have an opinion about, right? And I need to not do that. My dad was always cool. One of the things I've always appreciated about my father was he was always super open to my music, sort of, you know, at some point. I mean, I can remember going, he would drive me to, like, school at 6th, 7th grade, 8th grade, listening to Van Halen in the car, and he loved it. He was just that kind of dad, which was cool, so I tried to be that same way, but, you know, my personal feeling is like my son should do a podcast on music. He's very into it. His friends are into it. It'd be really informative, and I think it'd be fun to listen to him, have a good time, because they, you know, like kids, they laugh and have a good time. So I bring it up to him, and I'm like, you should do a new music podcast. It'd be great. Nah. Okay, how come? And what it ended up becoming was that he thought that his friends would make fun of him. And I guess I understand that. I mean, I'm at 52. I don't care what people think about me, but at 15, you're still, you know, concerned and working it out. So, and I've talked about how, like, at this moment, I'd probably go fine, whatever, you know, get all emo. But we went through this with the running pants. We've gone through this for a couple of different things, and I'm trying to be better. So I said, listen, I am going to do a new music podcast with the Rehoboth Social Group. And maybe you could give me some song ideas that I can. Because the premise is it's the four of us. We come to the podcast. We each bring a couple new bands. We did it last week. If anybody wants to check it out, it's called, I think it's called Rehoboth Social New Music Podcast. But it's under the Rehoboth Social Podcast. Until we figure out what we're doing, we're just throwing them in the Rehoboth Social Podcast page or channel. And but instead of, like, you know, trying to force my opinion or what I think David should do, I said, well, listen, can you turn me on to a band that I can, I'll listen to it, and then I'll pick a couple songs. And then, like I said, the premise is we each show up with a couple bands, two songs from each band, and we kind of go around the table and we just kind of share it. And then, we post it. And so David said, well, how about this band? It's called Almost Monday. And they're good. Let me play this other song that's fun. So that was Broken People. That was kind of the dance version. Let me play this other song. It's called Parking Lot View. Here we go. I like these guys.
Man, I just slept on a couch. Wake up to heat in the south. And I got a long night ahead. Sharing a room with my friends. Shower then head to the pool. Wonder what they doing at school. I hope that they think that I'm cool. Told them the road came for free. But nothing is free. So I wait, wait, wait. Seattle to New York City. I know that something is missing. It's just another. We'll be right back.
My window got smashed in, insurance I cashed in, but I'm doing fine, I'm walking the line just like Johnny Cash did.
I wanna be massive, play to the masses, but it's hard to flex when your Yeezys are fake and your gold chains are plastic.
So that is Almost Monday. That song is called Parking Lot View. And it's been a, it's been kind of cool. So I'm trying to figure out as a father how to introduce my son to some of these things, but still respecting his right to refuse because of, he doesn't want to be a dork, which I get, right? So I'm trying to be better, and so I'm asking him, and that was a suggestion. So I really ended up liking the music, and then I found another band that's called The Bad Sons. So the first band was called Almost Monday, and the second band is called Bad Sons, and these are the bands that I'll be presenting at the Rehoboth Social New Music Podcast tomorrow. And this is what this song is called, Cardiac Arrest. And the reason I liked them, I hate to admit this, but the reason I was kind of liking them is because their album cover has the New Mexico Sun logo, so to speak. So, here we go. Cardiac Arrest. I like these guys. Kind of that Cure sound, right? For the old people. So that is Bad Sons, and that's Cardiac Arrest. So check it out if anybody's interested. Check out the podcast. It's pretty fun. I'm the old guy. I'm the old guy there. So we did it yesterday or last week and or 2 weeks ago, and I brought my first band was Pearl Jam. My wife's like, you can't do Pearl Jam every time. And I'm like, no, of course not. So, but the point is, to this whole thing and to the start of this conversation and like my run this morning, what I thought was one thing turned out to be something completely different. And what I thought when I ended that initial relationship, the initial conversation with my son about whatever it was we were talking about, and I was given, like usual, the opportunity to stomp my feet and storm out and be emo, it was brought to my attention that I did that, I recognized it, and I'm trying to be better. And, it would be easy for me to say, I'm just not going to be able to interact with my son at 15 because we're just so different. Or I can figure out how to get my way a little bit, I do think my son would be great. He's got a super open mind when it comes to music. It'd be fun. But maybe his role for me will be just to kind of help me find music. That way he can feel part of it. Not that I think that he even thinks that's important. But for some reason, it's important to me. My ego, I guess. Vicariously living through my son's music. I read a lot about how fathers eventually become jealous of the youth of their children or the youth of their sons. And it becomes a thing. And I'm proud of my son, David. I'm proud of all my kids, but I guess we're just kind of talking about David. So I'm proud of David. I'm not jealous, at least not yet. I'm still 52. I'm still active and running and staying busy, but maybe as time goes on, I'll become jealous. I hope not, because I always just want to be... Well, I definitely don't want to piss them off because, you know, I'm going to need my kids as I get older and my wife, because one day I'm going to be old like my dad. You know, my dad, I don't know about you and your parents or you and your father or whatever the struggling relationship has always been. And I've always had a decent relationship with my dad. Like, my dad's not part of a fifth step, anything like that. I don't have a lot of resentments against him. But at the later parts of his life and the later parts of my life, we didn't see eye to eye on a lot of things. And we've had some pretty big fights. But in the last years, we would have some big fights. And I was like, I'm not really sure why, because the last big fight we had where, and I've shared about it, I think, on this podcast, where I was like, fuck this shit, I'm leaving. And I stopped and I came back and I said, listen, we don't have a lot of time left together. We need to make an effort to spend the rest of the short time that we have left in a good way and not in a bad way. And we had made a decision. But during this argument that this all came to light, you know, one of the things I said to him, I said, what are you, jealous? I don't understand. Why are you so mad? Right. You know, when our addiction or when we're struggling with whatever it is that we're struggling with and the people around us, you know, that's why they made Al-Anon. Because the people that are around us that are taking care of us and picking us up and fixing us and, you know, they fall into that role. It talks about it in the big book, you know, when someone gets sober and the person that's been putting up with their bullshit, especially back in the day, you know, because there wasn't a lot of options. Not like we have today where even my first wife, when I got, was a total drunken asshole, and she said, I don't need this, and she left. You know, 100 years ago, 50 years ago, 75 years ago, maybe that wasn't as much of an option. We have more options today, but, you know, back in the day and even today, you know, every good drunk has someone that's there cleaning up the mess behind them. And, you know, we get stuck in that role. And I think my dad, you know, my dad was always the fixer, the problem solver. You know, he would bitch and moan about it, but I think that was the role that he liked. I don't know if likes the right word, but. And then one day you kind of get better. And sometimes we feel a little bit lost, right? I mean, I know as a person that's sober, sometimes I'll have days I'm lost and I'm like, I really don't have anything going on. I don't have any shit I'm trying to fix. I'm not, you know, making amends. I'm not putting out fires. You know, that life that I used to live back in the day doesn't happen today. So sometimes I'm like, whoa, you know, the guy that was from those, you know, 15, 20 years ago, sometimes wonders, what do I do with myself? So I can only imagine, you know, like a parent or a spouse or whatever it is that's taking care of us can feel a little bit lost. So, you know, him and I would go and at it a lot. And, you know, everything I would did, everything I was trying to do, every project I would attempt, he would poo-hoo it. And, you know, it's easy to want to do something, and it's easy for someone to come and point out 100 reasons why it won't work. And that's what my dad was kind of doing. And, you know, is that what everything is about? You know, I've always said that, and I've learned this in the program, and I've learned this through sobriety, but it's not as much the outcome as it is the attempt. Like, if I can spend a year working on a project that maybe doesn't turn out the way I'd hoped, that doesn't mean that the year I spent working on it wasn't amazing. But if I said this will never work and skipped it and didn't do anything for the year, well, you know what? You know, where's the learning? Where's the adventure in that? But to have like someone like your father always like, you know, I made a social app. I've made a podcast network. I remember when I wanted to open a hair salon. He's like, you know, he's spreadsheet guy. This is what you're going to need. This is how many people you're going to need working for you. I mean, this task that he put in front of me, this daunting task of hiring all these people and commissions and products and merchandise and all this shit to barely break even, don't do it. That's what he would say. Don't do it. You'll never make it. You're never going to work. It's never going to work out. And I'm like, well, I think it will. And if it, you know, according to him, I should have never done it, but I did it. And 10 years later, we're still doing just fine. Yeah, it doesn't look like the picture that I had initially planned. It doesn't look like the picture that he painted for me either. And it's evolved over the years, but, you know, here we are still, you know, staying busy, working, creating revenue, surviving. But that relationship, and just like the sunrise, it always looks different. And the way that it was looking like we were going to have a lot of fighting and separation. And my mom used to get so upset. So on that day, I said, listen, I don't want to fight anymore. You know? And from that day on, we would go over every Sunday and make my mom breakfast. Make my dad breakfast. He would even bitch, I don't like the way you cook breakfast. Fucking whatever. I don't like your food. Just very... And honestly, it was more about him. Right? He was upset with something. And I ain't got time to figure it out. But it was... I hadn't done anything. And... But we were able to make breakfast and be with my family and be with my parents. And then finally, you know, my mom... You know, had what happened, and then she finally passed. But you know, when I look back at it, I say, you know, I have no regrets as far as my relationship with my mother. I have no hang-ups. I have no. I wish I would have. I mean, of course, I would have loved to have seen her. You know, we couldn't visit her because of COVID-19, so she was in a nursing home, not allowed to see her. But that I would have absolutely. Would have absolutely seen her and gone every day. When she was over at BB Hospital, I'd go over there and read to her, and so you know, I made an effort and I cleaned up my side of it, surrendered, and I still practice that today. You know, my dad comes over 3 days a week, to our house and has dinner, and you know, it's not an easy dinner all the time because he's still 83. The election was tough for us, but, you know, we had to put this shit aside and work through it. And so later on today, I'll call my dad and ask him if he wants to come over to dinner tonight. Because he will pass, you know. His days at 83, my dad's in pretty good shape, or he's in pretty good condition, so to speak. He's doing okay. But eventually time shows up, right? And it'll get him, and we'll lose him. And but when he goes, I will have no regrets. I will have no regrets because I made an effort. And during this whole time, I've been an example to my kids and to my wife. So that hopefully one day, you know, I will... you know, hopefully one day when I'm older, when I'm 83, I can reflect and think about how my dad was, how I work on, I try to have a better relationship with my son, David, now. When he's 15, I try to learn from the things that he's told me. And so that when I'm 83, they don't have a big problem with coming to, like, take care of me, right? you know, you don't, if you're 80s with three kids and none of them will come visit you, you've really probably made some bad choices. All right, here, December 2nd, my favorite, here we go, serenity. And this is, that word serenity is what I'm, that's all I care about, serenity. Not sobriety, serenity. Having had a spiritual awakening as the result of these steps. There it is, right? That's it. Having had a spiritual awakening as a result of these steps, meaning... Work the steps and see what comes, see what shows up. As I continue to go to meetings and work the steps, Something began to happen to me. I felt confused because I wasn't sure what it was that I was feeling, and then I realized I was experiencing serenity. It was a good feeling. But where had it come from? Then I realized it had come as a result of these steps. The program may not always be easy to practice, but I had to acknowledge that my serenity had come to me after working the steps. As I work the steps in everything I do, practicing these principles in all of my affairs, now I find that I am awake to God, to others, and to myself. The spiritual awakening I have enjoyed as the result of working these steps is the awareness that I am no longer alone. That's awesome. I credit everything that I have, every relationship that I have, every, thin ice relationship that I have, every amazing relationship that I have, all on the fact of this, of the program and practicing these steps in all my affairs. You know, the relationship with my father, that would be easily, and I hear this all the time with people and relationships with relatives and family members, is that very strained, even sometimes completely severed because of ego. Because someone's too headstrong to give in, to surrender and say, listen, it ain't worth it. Just like it was that day with my father. I want to have a relationship with my father. I want to be there. He was there for me. I want to be there for him until the very end. And if that means I have to surrender and take a couple steps back for the relationship to have some success, then I have to do that. And I've learned that through this program. I look, I talk about projecting and living in the projection. You know, it's easy at that moment when I was walking away from my dad going, fuck you, asshole. If I put a little projection, the projection would be, I can't talk to my dad anymore. Our relationship is over. But the reality is I really love my dad, and I don't want the relationship to be over. So I had to take, I projected it, and what I saw was a life without him, and I didn't want it. So I stopped, and I turned, and I surrendered, and I said, listen, let's not fight. Let's figure it out. You know, and cleaned it up. If I said something, I'm sorry, let's, you know, it's more important to have a better relationship. Serenity, baby. Oh my goodness, what time is it? We got a busy day today, folks. Busy day. Oh, shit. All right. Well, listen, I'm going to close out with this, another song from Bad Sons. If anybody wants to check out our new music podcast on the Rehoboth Social, go check it out, www.socialpodcastnetwork.com. Bye. Bad Sons.
Getting into something.
Have a great day. Bye-bye.